Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi there.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, morning. Very good, thank you.
Yeah. Do you wear a baseball cap?
I have got a baseball cap, a Texas Longhorn baseball cap, grey with burnt orange. Terrific.
Only one?
Well, I've got a couple, but that is my my favourite football team out based in Austin. I don't know if you've been to Austin, Texas.
No,
that's
I haven't.
That's a town. Let me tell you, that is a town.
I thought it was a car.
Sixth Street in Austin. Fantastic. Maggie Mays, Friday night, piano going, beautiful.
And do you wear it back to front, you know?
No, I can't do that, no. Do you?
No, I don't wear
one. Do you sit on your chair the wrong way round when you do it?
I don't wear a baseball cap and I don't sit on my chair the wrong way. I don't like them.
Okay. Your hair's thinning a bit, though.
Sorry?
It's really going.
But you're talking to the wrong person.
Talking from experience.
Have you looked in the mirror recently?
That's what I know. That's when I know the signs are there.
Yeah.
I worry about you.
Don't go.
You've got to be careful in that sun.
Don't go to the snooker because they'll mistake you for the cue ball. Markets.
Cyclical rotation trade continue play out yesterday. Stocks that benefit most from an economic rebound rallied. Robust data spurred a decline in the tech pandemic darlings. Industrials, financials, commodity producers leading the gains. Russell 2000 smaller cap shares outperforming as well, while tech heavy Nasdaq fell. Data showed jobless claims fell to a fresh pandemic low in the United States. In fact, they've fallen for the past 4 months, I think. Durable goods report showed orders for business equipment climbed more than forecast. S&P 500 was up only at 0.1%. Russell 2000 was up 1.1%. 10-year Treasury yields lost 3 basis points. Europe Stock 600 rose 0.3%, but that was to a fresh record high. Mining sector doing well, up 3% yesterday, benefiting from higher metal prices and reports of increased infrastructure investment in the United States. Bigger figure today will be US inflation. Personal consumption expenditures price index. Why is that important? It's the primary inflation measure used by the Federal Reserve, the central bank in the United States. Published today, expected to register gains of 3.5% year on year. Core PCE annual growth of 2.8%, reflecting that exceptionally strong CPI data we saw a week or so ago.
Hey, yeah, hey.
That's what it's all about.
Friday's amongst us best day of the week.
Well, it's not yet. Got to get through a big day, as I've been talking to you about.
What?
Can't relax yet. You know, not all of us are 2 hours away from hitting the stop clock and getting on the rosé down the beach. Some of us have got a long day ahead.
Airbus is ramping up production, which is a good sign.
Yeah, another sign that the aviation industry is starting to normalise. Airbus announced it's preparing to gear up production of its best-selling A320 series jets to beyond pandemic levels over the course of the next couple of years. Shares of the aeroplane maker jumped after it told suppliers to be ready to raise output of the narrow-body planes to 64 per month from the second quarter 2023, rising to 70 in 2024, 75 in 2025. Decision comes after airlines ramp up those short-haul schedules, though long-haul recovery still lagging behind. Airbus shares up around about 6% on the update. In fact, good news to the sector, Boeing shares are up. Engine suppliers also doing well. Rolls-Royce shares up yesterday.
I can read you like a book, honestly. You know,
why do you say that?
Pretending to be busy because, you know, that Uncle Barclay's going to hoik you back into the office in a matter of weeks. So, you know, there won't be any more wearing baseball caps and sitting on your chair back to front when he has you back at Canary Wharf.
I tell you, I've had the old super dry shorts on for about the last 15 months. Not the same pair, I should hasten to add.
Well, but, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to get the suits out once again, find those ties, get the shirts, the cufflinks ready, get them starched and ready to go. I'm up for it.
With the baseball cap?
Maybe with the baseball cap. I don't know.
Ala Donald Trump, he used to wear a suit with a baseball cap, didn't he?
My friend sent me a Macca cap, actually. I haven't really worn it, to be honest
really?
With you.
Yeah. Okay, and Gap doing exceptionally well. I thought that was all yesterday, the Gap.
Gap reported quarterly sales jumped 89% to $4 billion from a pandemic-hit quarter a year ago, we should recognise. Up 8% on 2019. Lots of companies reporting against 2019 figures as well to give a more useful comparison. As its e-commerce business continues to grow, Gap has been making the transition from being one of the biggest operators of shops in malls to accelerating its digital proposition, closing 30% of its Gap and Banana Republic locations over the course of the next next couple of years. Online sales now account for half of Gap's sales. Only 17% of first quarter sales came from malls. In the retailer posted a profit, $166 million. That compared to $1 billion loss a year earlier. See strong demand for its Old Navy. Do you have Old Navy? I don't know. You don't think we have that in England?
I think we have Old Navy. I'm not sure. Okay. We haven't got a Gap around here, as far as I know.
Old Navy doing very well. The fashion brand raised its Gap raised its full-year guidance, calling for sales to increase to low to mid 20% range during the course of this year.
Foreign exchanges, pounds on a bit of a charge.
Pound's been strong, actually. Dollar weakness has been playing out, so as we've seen some of that weaker data in the United States and perhaps taking some of the pressure off the Federal Reserve for an early rate liftoff. Pound against dollar just under 142 this morning. Euro dollar just coming in under 122. €1, 16.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
You're watching the big match tomorrow night?
Is that the Champions League final tomorrow?
Yes.
Chelsea, Man City?
Only game in town.
Okay, is it in where is it? In Portugal?
Porto, yeah.
Okay. Will I watch it? I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I'm surprised you're not there along with the prawn sandwich brigade. I mean, you know, you'd have been invited, wouldn't you?
I was reading somewhere demand has not been great for Chelsea tickets, has it? I think a lot of people.
I think they gave 800 back, but they only had an allocation of 5,800, but 800 haven't been sold. But it's more to do with a package airline deal than anything else. Or, you know, because I'm sure there'd be thousands of Chelsea fans who would want to go, but it isn't
true. I mean, half of Cobham are basically in Portugal. Quite frankly, I looked at Portugal, and the price for hotels this next week are absolutely incredible. So decided not to do it.
Well, we're a man of your means.
Come on. Half term next week. Home God. With the children.
Are you off next week then?
No, of course not.
You won't be here on Monday. That's a bank holiday, isn't it?
Oh, bank holiday. That's nice, isn't it?
It is for it's you. Good. Some of us will be working hard anyway. Enjoy your nice long weekend and talk to you on Tuesday.
Oh, have a good one. See you.
You too. Hang out some Potts and Barclays.